What's the medical update?
Beatrice is playing, Jermaine O'Neal is playing, Kevin is still questionable. That's it.
So it depends on how will you decide where Kevin plays?
I'll find out from Eddie. He didn't know when I talked to him earlier, so we'll find out. You'll know. I swear, you'll know.
If he doesn't play, who takes his place? Who starts?
Probably Wilcox, but we're not sure. We'd either go with Wilcox or Juwan.
The situation is close, and they're still unsure this late in the game. Yeah. Are you comfortable throwing him out there, even if you get a...
Yeah. I mean, he had a great shoot around the day. Eddie just wants to make sure whatever his treatment is, he still feels good. That's simple as it is, so I'm very comfortable.
Part of my expectations, you know, especially with a guy like Kevin, but he's played every game this year.
Yeah.
That's got to be a little bit of a bright spot.
That's a great bright spot. I mean, I didn't know health-wise if it could or would, and, you know, with the schedule, I didn't know if we were going to throw him every night anyway, and we still may not, you know. It's just the schedule is tough, but we've kept his minutes down. I think that's been very important. He likes the... you know, the 5-5-5 thing, pretty much, and so that's gone well for us, too.
You feel like he's gotten more used to that now? I mean, at the beginning of the year, it's like a bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, I think he has. You know, it drives us crazy sometimes because he puts that entire outfit on every time he comes out, and sometimes we want to put him back in, and he has to take that entire outfit back off, you know, so that takes 2 minutes on its own right, so it's been pretty comical at times over there.
Last time we saw you guys back in December, Brandon Knight was coming off the bench. 4 games into his rookie season. How different of a player are you seeing now this time around?
Just growth. I mean, I've known him since he's been a freshman in high school, I think. So I know I've seen him more than Lawrence and everyone else. You know, he's going to be a good player. I mean, you can tell each game he has some ups and downs. You know, he's starting to really figure out the pick and roll offensively. You can see that. I think he'll be a very good pick-and-roll player in our league, and I think he'll be a great defender. I just think that'll take time.
Along those lines, Pierce's season debut was when we saw you guys last home opener. Just talk about his performance since then, especially here as of late.
Well, he's made the All-Star team, so I think that will answer that question. And really, for him, it's more just conditioning and timing. I just think his rhythm is – he's back to normal, and his conditioning has caught up.
Are you amazed by – Jeremy Lin is much as everyone else.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've seen one game. He played a little against us, not as much. And then I've watched, and I haven't watched it in a total game, but it's still a neat story. I mean, it's just unheard of for the most part in our league. Those guys who have gone undrafted, they have one here with Detroit, Ben Wallace, who I coached in Orlando, him and Chucky Atkins, they played for years. Neither one of them was drafted, and turned out, I think Ben broke the record yesterday for the non-drafted player who's played the most NBA games in history. So it can happen, but it's still rare. It's a rare feat.
I'm sure about all the attention and the circus that surrounds him now, how much he has to deal with.
Well, it's New York, you know, really. This was some place else. I don't know if the attention would be great. The accomplishment would still be great, but I don't know if the attention would be as great. Let's just be honest. What's making this whole story great is the winning streak. You know, they're winning games while he's doing this. If he was doing same numbers and all losses, we wouldn't talk about it. So it's a good thing. It's a good message for everyone. If you want some attention, go win.
How much of this is really fun?
I don't know yet. I mean, let's give him enough credit to say it's just he's a pretty good player that everyone missed. You know, I'm sure the system has something to do with it. Playing in Mike's system as a point guard that can pass and shoot tends to turn out pretty good, you know, but you still have to be able to pass and shoot, and he's doing that very well.
Did you know anything about him when he was at Harvard?
No. No, I didn't.
Did you guys look at him at all? Or?
I'm sure we did, but Danny would have to answer that. So, you know, I thought Tommy Amaker and I were friends. Maybe not. He never told me.
How rare is that, though, Doc, to have 2, maybe 3 teams have this guy pass on him and then all of a sudden to have him do what he's doing right now?
Well, it's rare, especially being non-drafted. I think there's been several cases of guys who have been drafted, even in the first round or second round, who it didn't work out for them at one team and then another team, and then they finally found their way. That means that they matured. That we knew that they had talent. This is different to me because no one drafted him, and he's been moved around. So they were saying without drafting him that they didn't think he can play. Then they cut him several times. They didn't think he can play. And now he's doing this. I'd love to get inside his head because he must be a stubborn kid. You have to be a really stubborn kid, a person, to be able to go through that and still do what you're doing.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.